Nolte, Graham Nazi Tattoo Platinum Poll Numbers Dive, Prior to Latest Accusations. By John Nolte on June 5, 2026. This is what you call a two-fair. U.S. Senate candidate Graham Nazi Tattoo Platinum's DME poll numbers are taking a dive while Democrats continue to support him and his Nazi tattoo. Oh, and this poll was taken before the latest revelations about Graham twist her arm and lock her in a room Platinum Party of Women Me hit the pages of the far-left New York Times Wednesday night. Polling from Fabrizio Lee released Wednesday shows that Graham sexting on predator site Kick Platinum is no longer running away with his race against incumbent U.S. Senator Susan Collins, Army. Now the race is all tied up at 46%. Why? There are two ways to answer that question. The first is the basic answer that, as voters discover more about Graham blame the rape victim Platinum, the less they like him. Duh. Dude's a world-class creep. The second answer is a little more fun, and I'd like to address it directly to Democrats. You excused a Nazi tattoo. A Nazi tattoo? Did you idiots honestly believe that a guy with a Nazi tattoo didn't carry more baggage than a Nazi tattoo? A Nazi tattoo isn't a symptom. A Nazi tattoo is a sign. To normal people, a Nazi tattoo is a deal breaker because normal people understand that a guy with a Nazi tattoo is trouble from top to bottom, from head to toe. The kind of guy who, say, hates Jews, hates gays, hates black people, and mocks a Purple Heart recipient as a dumb motherfucker, who didn't deserve to live. From a purely moral and decency standpoint, it is beyond illuminating that the Nazi tattoo wasn't enough for Democrats to immediately dump this guy. But from a purely mercenary political standpoint, how could these idiots not know that a freaking Nazi tattoo wasn't a big, red, flashing warning light that Nazi waters run deep? Allow me to explain this in a different way. Let's say you and your next-door neighbor get along great. Helpful guy. Good sense of humor. Takes care of his property. No parties, no drama. Even ran out to help you lift the broken water heater into the back of your pickup. Then one day, he's out mowing the lawn shirtless, and you see a Nazi tattoo. Because you are a normal and decent person, that changes everything, right? Well, Democrats are neither normal nor decent. But most Mainers are. Since January, Platinum has become near universally known and defined, with roughly 9 in 10 holding a firm opinion of him, writes the pollster. But his growth and awareness has been heavily skewed towards negative growth. Since January, he only gained 5 points in favorability, while his unfavorable growth has outpaced that by 4-1, growing by 20 points. In January, Platinum's was 6 points above water in favorability, 35% favorable, 29% unfavorable. Today, he's underwater by 9 points, 40% favorable, 49% unfavorable. And again, this is before yesterday's New York Times revelations. And it seems a good bet more is coming, because we're talking about guy who ran around with a Nazi tattoo for 18 years. The poll also gives Collins a path to victory. Nearly 6 in 10 voters say they'd be less likely to vote for Platinum if they knew about his posting on a social media site known to be a child predator's paradise. I see the possibility of another two-fair in our future. Susan Collins wins re-election, and we still get to throw supporting a guy with a Nazi tattoo in the Democrat Party's fat, smug, hypocritical, ugly, stupid face until the end of time. Democrats never had any moral authority, but at least they could pretend to have it. After Nazi tattoo guy, they can't even do that anymore. This is glorious. Glorious.